Hey everyone, you're listening to the Yellow Stiletto Podcast with Maggie May. Hey guys, it's Maggie May. Good morning, afternoon, evening, whenever I'm catching you. So I've decided to start this podcast because I always feel like I have a lot of things to say, and I know that you guys are super busy. So this is so much easier for you to listen to rather than, you know, try to watch a YouTube video, which won't let you do anything else unless you subscribe to YouTube Red and, you know, Facebook Lives. They have their time and their place and et cetera. But you know, this is the thing, guys. This is the new thing. It's here to stay because we are obsessed with multitasking. And I mean, when I say it, I mean podcasting. So buckle up, settle in, because this is the Yellow Stiletto Podcast. So today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about my run for PUD commissioner. PUD being Public Utility District. This is, of course, in Snohomish County, Washington. So whether or not you live in Snohomish County, Washington, we're going to be talking about some topics and some solutions for energy that you can most certainly bring into your own county, your own city, you know, county council, wherever you are in the United States or in the world. Aren't they advantageous? In the world. But really, that's kind of where we're at now. So I was considering, I posted on my Facebook page, I asked a bunch of people, you know, what do you want to see happen with energy? And of course, I have a lot of really smart friends who are super into sustainable energy. They're into, you know, homesteading, you know, all of that stuff where you could live in a tiny house or even a big house and get yourself off the grid. And so having read that and listened to all these smart people talk about, you know, how they would like to remove themselves from the grid or at least only use the power from the grid that they need, which of course directly coincides with conservation. This is not a, let me think about that. So conservation is, it can be done in a way that really harms the end consumer. And what I mean by that, you know, is you, obviously. But what I mean by that is we're talking like special deals, backdoor deals, inside deals, crony capitalism, you know, things that really in the long run hurt our economy. So as a libertarian, you guys know that I'm against all that stuff. I am totally in support of reducing taxation on things that people are using, you know, solar panels, etc. Like if you go buy a solar setup, wouldn't it be rad if you are excluded from sales tax? You know, that kind of stuff. I think we can definitely reduce taxation on solar panel manufacturers, you know, and other green practices. Now, forgive me, I'm a novice. Solar might not be like super green. I don't know. Maybe it takes a lot of energy to produce solar panels, and maybe when they hit a landfill, the material they're comprised of is super toxic. I have no idea. I'm going to be relying on you guys to educate me on this, and we're going to have some guests on the podcast coming up who are going to help us, you know, sleuth through all of this stuff. Because I am not as educated, you know, as a solar panel engineer. I'm just using solar as an example. Of course, there's wind, there's water, there's nuclear has actually an incredibly clean and energy efficient power. It has kind of a bad rap. But we've seen government do lots and lots of terrible things like dams all over the United States that are virtually crumbling because in the 50s, there was this big idea that we were going to do dams, and ultimately what that ended up doing is actually hurting our water supply, and they didn't really produce as much power as they thought they would. So lots and lots of things to discuss here, but on that topic, what I would really love to do with my position, provided I'm elected, would be to empower individual homeowners, individual people, just individuals in general, but most likely you would then own the property or the space to get off the grid. So I've been hearing from a couple people that trying to get off the grid in our area is incredibly difficult, or at least subsidizing your own power is incredibly difficult. So we're going to get to the bottom of all that. We need to find out what is the red tape that is in the way. Because when people get off the grid, it's a benefit to everyone. So I'll draw you an analogy. When your neighbor puts their kid in private school, that all that does for you, if your kid's going to public school, is takes one less student out of the classroom for you. That's awesome, right? Classroom size for public schools goes down because people are putting their kids in private school. That's a great thing. So that analogy is a very, very close comparison to what happens when individuals get themselves off of the main power grid. So I like taking hot showers and I love taking baths, right? So I don't know that I'm going to be the person who's going to be making the leap to get off the grid. But if my neighbor gets off the grid, what does that do? Well, really, it just leaves more power for everyone else to use and it reduces consumption. So we definitely need to be encouraging our friends, our neighbors, you know, our homesteaders, the people who really are excited about this and they want to, you know, deploy these practices for themselves. And this, of course, doesn't just relate to power, guys. This relates to water, too, as well. I mean, I've heard from a lot of people and actually have heard from some people who have even moved out of Washington State because it was so difficult for them to access the natural water on their own property. So I think if we can just get down to empower the individual at the individual level, we can make a real difference in energy conservation and we can make a difference for our family's wallets because, you know, winter just passed. I don't know about all of you, but my power bill was very high. You know, that's not a bash against anyone. I love using that power and I'm happy to pay for it. But if there was any way that I could easily offset those costs by either solar or wind or water or whatever other alternative energy source was maybe available to me, you know, including gas, right? Gas is still incredibly efficient. Now, I know natural gas is a fossil fuel. And so there's, you know, we've got to make appropriate considerations about those things. But another thing that's on my mind in regards to this is what I do, guys. I think about things I need to talk to you about in the shower, and then I talk to you about them. So everything you're hearing right now is what I was thinking about while I was taking a shower today. So we've got that covered. We've talked about the impact on our neighborhoods. I would love to see community power pools. So consider you're living in a neighborhood or a cul-de-sac or, you know, an HOA, and you guys have a grid that is your own grid that you can share power and, you know, maybe even potentially sell some of that power back. Now, solar in Washington is a little bit tricky, especially in Western Washington because we have so much overcast. But still, I mean, we've got things like the Tesla home battery coming out. So, you guys, I think we do a very good job pandering to large businesses in Washington. I don't think we need to focus on that this year. I mean, I think the people are ready for themselves to be the focus. So we really need to take our individual homeowners, you know, figure out how we can empower them to get off the grid if that's what they want. Obviously, let's not force anyone off the grid. But if you want to get off the grid, let's figure out a smart way to get you off the grid. Or if you want to partially subsidize your own power with solar, we should be bending over backwards to make that possible for people. And I don't know if that's happening right now. You know, based on a few key conversations I've had, it doesn't sound like that's what's happening right now. So we absolutely need to encourage that. We also need to encourage people to have wood-burning fireplaces if that's what they want and not, you know, I don't know if there's any, what kind of garbage regulation is around that, if there is any or whatever, but wood is an absolutely, you know, renewable source of energy if taken care of correctly, you know, so we need to take a look at all that stuff. I know that there's other larger energy concerns. There's things like oil pipelines and import-export out of our ports. And do we want to have that or do we not want to have that? And PUD actually had a few, I don't know what to call it, alliances with some with some people. One of those was Kimberly Clark, which, you know, now no longer exists in Everett. So they've been doing everything the way that they normally do it, with this like centralized planning. And I think we've won in respect to that. Like, I don't know anybody who doesn't have power if they want power. We've definitely won in respect to centralized planning. And I think, you know, Washington's beautiful, and we need to empower people to conserve on their own and empower people to be able to get off the grid if that's what they want to do. And I don't know that that's going to be like wildly supported. I mean, I hope so, but I don't necessarily expect it to be, because PUD is going to want to protect their bottom line. You know, they are a huge organization, and that's a priority of theirs. Of course it is. So we have that. Of course, the other thing that's going to come up in these conversations is like outages. But again, if people are able to get off the grid or subsidize their own power with their, you know, own systems, that becomes, again, less and less of an issue. So if you have an area that an outage impacts 20,000 people and you know, just 10% of those people have their own alternative power source, now you've got 18,000 people you need to take care of instead of 20. So empowering the individual is good for everyone. And I fully expect that to be villainized. Like, I'm not pro-union. I'm not, right? I'm absolutely pro-union. I think that unions are one of the greatest things ever to happen to the American labor force. So you just can't paint it that way. But I'm also pro-individual, and I'm pro-responsibility. And if people are being responsible with their energy consumption, we have to celebrate that. We have to enable that. We have to encourage that. We have to make that path easier. Anyway, that's it. That's all I have to say. We're going to have a lot of really awesome guests on the show as we move forward into new episodes. It won't just be things that I thought of in the shower, but I just really wanted to get that message out to you today. You know, sort of what we're up against, right? There's this cronyism at the highest level. And it impacts the average person. I mean, that's really the truth of it, is that it truly does impact the individual. And so there's no difference, by the way, how Republicans or Democrats handle their cronyism. Cronyism is cronyism. And when you make special deals, you know, or you make special legislation for that impacts, you know, the Boeings or whatever, but doesn't ultimately benefit the individual, you know, we need to take a look at that. So the reason why I am so passionate about young people getting engaged civically is because we live in the Uber era. We live in the Amazon era. We're not afraid of decentralization. In fact, we love it. We live for it. We are living in the most amazing time ever for entrepreneurship, for business ownership. We have to take that and infiltrate it into our government organization so that we can become more efficient and ultimately we can save the individual more money. So that's my goal here. I hope you'll join me. If you want to get on the list for text alerts, all you have to do is text Maggie, M-A-G-G-I-E, to 31996. It might be 31966. You guys, I have to get to know my own text code. Text that, and then you'll receive an auto-response message letting you know that I got it. And the next time you release a podcast, we do a Facebook Live, we talk about any of this stuff. Homesteading, homelessness is a huge issue, guys. And we're going to talk about that, too. I mean, is there any reason why you shouldn't be able to live in a tiny house that runs on solar with a drilled well? Absolutely not, guys. There's no reason that shouldn't happen. Tiny houses is going to help solve some homelessness. We're going to have some great guests on the show about that. And, you know, and we're going to talk to some super smart engineers that know way more about this than I do. And we're going to talk to some individual homeowners who've actually been through this in Snohomish County. We're going to hear about what is it like. You know, what's it like to become energy efficient and or off the grid in Snohomish County, and how can we make that easier? All right, guys. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.